Blog Talk Radio.
Jumbo, this is Walima Fatu this morning. We're going to cover basic greetings. Expect some callers in today. Mama Bear from Zanesville and Brother Siddiqui from New Jersey. I will proceed until the callers call in. We're going to start with our three basic greetings. Jumbo, Habari Gani, and Uhali Gani. Each one of these are basic greetings. Jumbo means hello or hi. When you say Jumbo, H-U-J-A-M-B-O, that is the greeting for one when you're greeting one person, basically saying hello or hi, how are you, Jumbo. The proper response is Sijumbo, S-I-J-A-M-B-O. Again, Jumbo. Hello, greetings, response, Sijumbo, greetings. The second greeting is Habari Gani. Habari Gani means what's the news. You can ask Habari Gani in several different ways. If you simply say Habari Gani, you're asking what's the news or what is your condition. If you're greeting someone in the morning, you can say Habari za asubuhi. How is your morning? If you're greeting someone in the evening, late evening, Habari za jioni. Habari za jioni. Again, Habari za mchana. Good morning. Habari za jioni. How is your evening? Your response, nzuri. Good. Nzuri. Or you can say salama, which is peaceful. Our third greeting is Uhali Gani. Uhali Gani is literally translated, how are you? Uhali Gani. Again, you can use the same responses, nzuri, which is good, or salama, which is peaceful. I'm going to go through a dialogue, a brief dialogue, and once the callers call in, maybe we will repeat with a response. Jumbo. Jumbo, Sijumbo, Habari Gani, Nzuri, Uhali Gani, Salama, Habari za asubuhi, Nzuri Sana. And Nzuri Sana is very good. Sana meaning very. We're going to repeat. Jumbo, response, Sijumbo, Habari Gani, response, Nzuri. Uhali Gani, response, salama. Habari za asubuhi, how is your morning? Habari za jioni, how is your evening? Habari za mchana is afternoon. Habari za mchana, response, nzuri sana, nzuri, or salama. Until the other callers call in, I'm going to cover some personal pronouns. To take you back to elementary school, personal pronouns are simply I, you, and they, or he or she. I, you, he or she. If you're saying I, it's Mimi. If it's for you, it's Weiwei, W-E-W-E. For Yeye, it is Yeye. Yeye for he or she, Y-E-Y-E. If I am responding and someone says Jumbo to me, myself, I personally say Sijumbo. If you respond, you say Jumbo. If he responds, it's Hajumbo. So is Mimi Sijumbo, Weiwei Jumbo, Yeye Hajumbo. Now we're going to go back to our basic greetings. Jumbo, response. Sijumbo. Habari Gani, response. Nzuri. Uhali Gani, how are you? Response. Salama. Habai za Asabui, Habai za Njana, Habai za Gioni, and Habai za Asabui. Asabui being morning, Gioni being evening, and just a minute, I have a caller. Bear with me. I'm going to see how I bring my caller in. Greetings. This is Maureen Mufatu. Who's calling in? Hello?
Habari Ghani.
Habari Ghani, Brother Siddiqui. Greetings. Were you able to hear anything about my preview this morning? Or are you just tuning in?
I'm just tuning in. Thank
okay,
you
were you the first one? I will repeat everything that I covered. We're going to take this at a very slow pace. I'm just taking it as though this is the first time you've ever heard Swahili, and just repeat after me. Okay. We covered three greetings this morning. One is Hujambo. Hujambo is a basic greeting, just saying hello or what's up. Habari Ghani means how is the same thing. How are you? And also we have Habari za Asubuhi. So what I'm going to do is greet you, and I'm going to give you the response. And you can say Nzuri for each response. Nzuri simply means I am good.
What is it again?
Nzuri. And that's spelled N-Z-U-R-I. Nzuri means I am good. But right now, that's the only response you need to know. The only difference is if I say Hujumbo to you, and it's just you and I talking, your response is simply C-Jumbo.
C-Jumbo.
Yes, C-Jumbo. For the other two greetings, you just say Nzuri, and Nzuri means I am good. Okay, let's go through this brief. First, I'm going to go through it myself, repeat the entire dialogue, and then I'm going to have you respond. The first greeting, Hujumbo. Response, Hujumbo. Habari Ghani. Response, Nzuri. Habari Ghani, again, simply meaning what is the news or what is your condition. Uhali Ghani, how are you? You may respond by saying Salama, or you can say Nzuri. Our next response is Habari za Asubuhi. Often you will see me greet everyone this way because here in America it's morning time when we get up. Our family in Tanzania is eight hours different, so when it's Asubuhi, morning here, it is Mchana, it's afternoon there. So if I were to say Habari za Asubuhi, the response would be Nzuri sana, meaning my morning is good, my afternoon is good. Okay, you ready? And if you don't know, just tell me and I'll help you as best as I can. You start with Hujumbo. What is the response to Hujumbo?
Nzuri.
The response to only one of them, and this is just the one, and the best way to remember it, when you hear Hujumbo, the response is always C-Jumbo. For all the rest of the greetings, it's okay to say Nzuri because you're responding by, you're saying that you are good or you are well. When you say Hujumbo, that means hello, or what's happening, or what's up, or greetings, the way we talk. And the response is C-Jumbo, which is duplicating the response by saying, what's up. And that's the only time you have to remember that S-I, C-Jumbo. So we're going to go again, Hujumbo. Response, C-Jumbo.
C-Jumbo.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it again till you get the first one. Hujumbo, Brother Siddiqui.
Nzuri and jumbo.
When I say Hujumbo, Brother Siddiqui, you respond by saying, "Si jumbo, Mama Makita."
Oh, jumbo. Okay.
It's just for that one, so we're going to practice that one before we go to the next one. Who Jumbo, Brother Siddiqui?
C Jumbo, Mama Nikita.
Wonderful. Now I'm going to throw in one other word. I often say brother. The word for one of the words for brother is Ndugu. There are several others, but right now I want you to get comfortable with Ndugu. If I say Ndugu Siddiqui, I'm simply saying Brother Siddiqui. So again, in my greeting to you this morning, Hu Jumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
Si Jumbo Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Again, Hu Jumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
Si Jumbo Mama Makita.
Okay, now I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I want to make sure that you understand what you just said. What did we do? How do we greet each other in English?
Hello,
Brother Siddiqui. Hello, Mama Makita. It's just that simple. One word, Hu Jumbo, response, Si Jumbo. If you don't learn anything else in Swahili, because they're very respectful of greetings, that's very important to them, that is polite. Very similar to here in America, as we teach our children, when someone walks in the room, it's extremely rude not to greet someone. You simply really break the ice when you greet someone in their own language, because that shows that you show care and respect for their culture. If you will greet them as Hu Jumbo, they will spend the rest of their time in your visit helping you through their language, because they're proud that you love their language. So again, we're going to say Hu Jumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
Hu Jumbo. Jumbo Mama Makita.
C Jumbo. Mama Makita.
C Jumbo.
Just practice that. Here, when you hear who, response is C. Hu Jumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
C Jumbo Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, here's our second greeting. Habari Gani. Habari Gani. You will often hear Habari Gani because it's a well-used key Swahili phrase. There's actually an African-American magazine out called Habari Gani. Habari Gani is translated, what's the news? What's the news? I'm going to break it down for you. Don't worry about forgetting it. We'll practice during the week. But since we're there, Habari means news. Gani means what? Habari Gani, what's the news? You can respond by the next two greetings that I give you. Just simply remember, Nzuri. That's the response of saying, I am good. If I say Habari Gani Ndugu Siddiqui, your response?
Si Jumbo Mama Makita.
Your response is Nzuri. This is when Nzuri comes in.
Okay.
Now, this I do want you to write down. I want you to write down N-Z-U-R-I. Nzuri means I am good. Nzuri means good. It's the word for simply good. Swahili people are very short-speaking people. If one word can suffice, and this is one of those times. If I say Habari Gani Ndugu Siddiqui, I am saying, what is your condition? Or what is the news, Brother Siddiqui? And you will respond Nzuri. And Nzuri means yes. And that means your condition is good, or that means all the news in Hampton, New Jersey is good. And by the way, listening audience, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and my brother Siddiqui and partner is in Hamilton, New Jersey. Is there a time difference that you know of between Ohio and New Jersey?
No time difference.
Okay.
So
it's 11:44 a.m. That means it's approaching afternoon for us, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, Habari Gani Ndugu Siddiqui, and your simple response, one word response that starts with an N.
Nzuri, Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Okay. Now we're going to go back to Hu Jumbo. Hu Jumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
Jumbo.
And you're there you go. Wonderful. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you your condition or what's the news. Habari Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Nzari, Mama Makita.
Wonderful. You want to repeat those two or are you ready for the third one?
We can repeat it.
Hujumbo Ndugu Sadiki.
Sijumbo, Mama Makita.
Habari Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Nzari, Mama Makita.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, and we're going to stick with these three or four greetings until you and I both get it right, okay? I haven't been in school for over a year, so this is helping me brush up, too. Now here's our third greeting. Ooh, which is simply a U, Holly, H-A-L-I, Ghani. Again, remember when we had Habari Ghani, I explained that the word Ghani means what? So, ooh, Holly, Ghani. Ooh, Holly, Ghani. That means, what is your condition? That's how it's translated in English. What is your condition? Okay, basically I would say in English, if I say, ooh, Holly, Ghani, Nduku, Sadiki, I'm asking you, how do you feel? Okay? So if I say, ooh, Holly, Ghani, Nduku, Sadiki, you can respond by saying Nzuri again, or here's another response, Salama, S-A-L-A-M-A, which means peace or peaceful. So now you got two responses, Nzuri or Salama. So I'm going to go all the way back to Hujumbo. Hujumbo Ndugu Sadiki.
Sijumbo, Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Habari Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Nzari, Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Ooh, Holly Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Salama.
Wonderful. Wow, you're doing so great. I wish all my students were like that. Okay? Now, here's the one that I always greet everyone. On the mornings in our group, I always say, Habari za asubuhi. And so now that should really make sense because all I'm saying is, what is the condition of your morning? Or how is your morning? And that's Habari za asubuhi. And the response can be Nzuri, it can be Salama. If you say Nzuri sana, that means very good. Okay, so we had sana in there, that's very. Okay, so the response would be Nzuri sana. Again, because we're on the same time zone, I'm going to act like this is morning. Habari za asubuhi Ndugu Sadiki.
Sijamo, Mama Makita.
Actually, Sijumbo we only use when we say Hujumbo. It's almost like a song. Hujumbo, Sijumbo. That's the only time we'll use Sijumbo because we're matching jumbo, which is greeting. Now I'm asking you, how is your morning? You already know what Nzuri is, and you just add sana and just say, you're having a good morning. So I'm going to do it again. Habari za asubuhi Ndugu Sadiki.
Nzuri, Mama Makita.
Nzuri, and that's wonderful. Now we're going to do a dry run. You actually learn four greetings, okay? Just four greetings. And when we come back on the next time, we'll open up by just with those greetings, and then I'll teach some new words. But for right now, just to get you comfortable with the language, not learning how to spell it, what order it goes in, right now you're just going to repeat after me with the proper response. Hujumbo Ndugu Sadiki.
Sijumbo, Mama Makita.
Habari Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Salama, Mama Makita.
Ooh, Holly Ghani Ndugu Sadiki.
Nzari, Mama Makita.
Kabari za asubui.
Salama, Mama Makita.
Wonderful. Now, do you remember, because I didn't spend much time on it, do you remember what asubui means?
What is your condition?
Asubui means morning. And that's, and during the week, those are the times of days that we will focus on. But for right now, it's asubui, A-S-U-B-U-H-I, Habari za asubui. When I say that, I'm saying, how is your morning, or what is the condition of your morning? When we greet Brother Peter or some of the other individuals in Tanzania during the course of the day, remember that they're 8 hours ahead of us. Normally, when we greet them, we would say Habari za mchana. Mchana meaning early afternoon. Mchana. If I say Habari za jioni, I'm referring to how is your evening. And that could be if we're dialoguing with them at 11 o'clock, it's approaching evening there because they're 8 hours ahead. So depending on the time of day, you will say either Habari za asubui, how is your morning, Habari za mchana, how is your afternoon, or Habari za jioni. Also understanding that you are speaking to that person in terms of where they are and what time zone they're on. For right now, I just want you to focus on morning because we as a group always meet in the morning, and that is Habari za asubui. So briefly, we only have a few minutes left. Brother Siddiqui, you did a wonderful job. Very proud of you, and you will feel so good about yourself once you basically can comfortably just greet someone. Then we'll learn how to introduce ourselves by saying our name, and eventually we're going to be able to count from 1 to 10. And all of this can be accomplished in simply a matter of no more than 2 or 3 weeks. Brother Siddiqui and I, I'm going to make a brief commercial. Brother Siddiqui and I are partners and collaborators in a new initiative called Hip Hop Collaboration 2015. We understand the importance of our youth voice. These are times, unpeaceful times. Some of us feel that we're in the middle of a revolution. In order for us to have a better place to live here in America, it's very important that we help shape the next generation of leadership in no better way than through their voice. Our children are very expressive. They have a lot to say, and they can be a very crucial part in social change. Most children born in America of African descent only know one language, and that's at a disadvantage during times of information technology. So we have two goals here on our Saturday shows: to empower our children and ourselves with another language, an indigenous language of East Africa called Swahili, and also to be able to embrace our audience in the concept of hip-hop. We have a program called Hip-Hop Edutainment. We have some things coming up in the future. In April, we would like to have our very first teen convention. And in that convention, we will highlight youth from age 8 to 19, showcasing their talents in the area of rap, MC, DJ, graffiti, and other expressive arts. Before we close our show, I want Brother Siddiqui and I to briefly run through the greetings. We are actually going to be broadcasting every other Saturday as opposed to every Saturday to give everyone a chance to practice. If you would like to catch any notes, feel free to catch me on Facebook, and that's Makita Fatu Naim. Before we close, Brother Siddiqui, let's run through our greetings again. And I will start by greeting you and saying, Hujumbo Ndugu Siddiqui.
Jumbo Mama Makita.
Habari Gani Ndugu Siddiqui.
Nzari Mama Makita.
Uhali Gani Ndugu Siddiqui.
Salama Mama Makita.
Habari za asubui.
Salama Mama Makita. Oh, no. Injari, Mama Makita.
And you did such a great job, and I'm so proud of you. If we had more time, I know that your weather up there is a little bit more rougher than mine. So I know that we have one thing in common, and that it's cold. It's cold in Ohio, and it's cold in New Jersey. So I'm going to throw out one word, a word for cold in Swahili is baridi. Baridi. So I will say in Ohio it is baridi, Brother Ndugu, and I am going to close. I want to thank you for calling in. We only have like 5 minutes. Next week when I greet you, I will say karibu, and karibu is welcome. Kwaheri is goodbye. And with that said, I will close our session today. I really appreciate you calling in, my brother. I will practice on you. You will practice on me during the week. And next week we will begin the week after. Excuse me, I don't have a calendar in front of me. Not next Saturday, but the Saturday after. We will begin with our greetings. And also another commercial, if you can check out Harambe Radio and TV next Saturday at 11. Brother Siddiqui and I will give you an overview of our hip-hop edutainment program. Hopefully you'll be able to call in and ask questions and follow through with us that following week on Key Swahili. With that said and done, I'm going to close. I'm going to say Kwaheri Ndugu Siddiqui, and I'm looking forward to talking to everyone in 2 weeks. And everyone, have a great day. Asante sana.
Mama, Mama Makita.
Asante sana.
Bargain.